going to have nothing but positivity here because we're going to Carrickfergus, the most positive place on the planet. If it isn't already, it will be soon. Let me speak to Lee Robb. Lee, good morning.
Hiya, how you doing?
I am very well, Lee. You're from positive Carrickfergus. Now, I'm not going to touch on any of the negativities at all. We all know about them. There's been mayhem.
Right.
It's been very negative about Carrickfergus. There's all that paramilitary unrest and all of that in some of the estates down there. But you have an amazing historical backdrop. You have a beautiful location. So there's a positive and a negative. Let's weigh them up against each other. And now turn to you, Lee Robb from Positive Carrickfergus, and ask the question, what on earth is Positive Carrickfergus?
So thanks very much for having me on. And we're, you know, pretty, we all know that there are some negative things about Carrickfergus, as there are about every place. Nowhere's perfect, Frank. But the people who live in Carrick, including me, for a long time, we're a bit too much focused on the negativity here and feeling a bit hopeless about the possibility of things getting better. And in October last year, I saw a Facebook conversation which talked about how Carrick was a bit rubbish and the people in Carrick would never do anything to change that. And I thought that I would stand up and be counted and be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. So I started a Facebook group called Positive Carrickfergus. It's a closed group, and so it just grows organically. And from in 1 year, we've grown to a community of 2,500 people. We share good news stories about what's happening in Carrick, whether that's local business, community groups doing good work, raising money for charity, individuals, big sports events. We had our first triathlon this year. And so to raise the visibility of all the good stuff that's happening. And one of the things that people have said to me over the last year is they had no idea that there was so much good stuff happening in Carrick. So it's to change the way we feel about the place. I believe that if you talk negatively all the time, you kind of create that reality for yourself. So why don't we try talking positively and focusing on the good stuff in Carrick for a while and see if we can create a different reality for the people who live here.
How frustrating is it for you being such a positive individual if you switch on the news and you see something incredibly negative about the area?
Well, I just think that that's part of the whole, like everywhere has negative stuff, right? We've all got challenges. The world is a challenging place at the minute, Frank. But if we let that, we could drown in that negativity. You know, and we must remember that there are really great people everywhere who are doing great things. And that's what gives us energy and hope for a more positive future. If we focus on the negativity all the time, it's really easy to become really despairing. You know, when people get caught up in the negativity, and sometimes I can get sucked into that too, I'm no different to anybody else. It makes me want to climb into bed and pull a doo-doo over my head. But whenever I see good things happening, it gives me energy and it wants me to be part of that good stuff. You know, I want to get in and get my hands dirty and work with all those other people who are doing good things, who are making connections, who are building community, who are tackling the mental health crisis, who are, connecting with people who are feeling a bit lonely. And we all feel a bit lonely sometimes. You know, there's all over the country, people are feeling lonely. There's lots of talk about it in the media all the time, and I believe that just one-to-one connections and groups of people coming together can help us all feel better. And we've had a couple of big lunches that have been a great success. I was told at the start of this that people in Carrick don't want to engage. That hasn't been my experience at all. There's been loads of people who have who were already positive about Carrickfergus but didn't have anywhere to place that feeling. And now we can share that on Facebook and we can come together in real life and have lunch together and showcase some of the young people in the town who are really talented. They have come and performed for us playing the saxophone or putting on a bit of musical theatre while we've all come together and had lunch. And it's all ages. It's right across every generation. And then there have been tourists in the town and we've had the big lunch because we'll have it in the town hall right in the centre of town. And we bring the tourists in, and they're going away now telling a good story of generous people in Carrick who gave them a free lunch and provided them a bit of entertainment, and that Carrick is a place that has a sense of community. So, and it's just, that's a really small thing, the big lunch, you know, that we crowdfunded for that. raised the money that we needed, about 240 quid, to hire the town hall and get buyer insurance. And then everyone just brought some food. Everyone made a contribution. Everyone participated.
Clear this up for me, Lee. Clear this up for me, because I'm trying to get a handle on you as being Lee Robb from Positive Carrickfergus. Are you employed by anyone to do this? Are you? Is this set up through the auspices of some charity or voluntary organisation whereby you're drawing a salary for this?
No. I used to work for a funding organisation and took voluntary redundancy 2 years ago. And last year I decided that I would use some of that to make a contribution to the town I live in after not contributing anything for a long time. You know, like other people, I was busy at work. I travelled a lot for work, so I didn't, I wasn't in Carrick very much, but I lived my social life in Belfast. So I was really part of the problem. And I decided that I had particular skills and experience, such as coming from a funding background and seeing how community work was done, to kind of step into this particular space and try this out. And sure, I felt like I had nothing to lose. And it has been a really positive experience.
Well, it obviously is a positive experience, and you're oozing it just the way you talk about Carrickfergus. If every place had people like you, there would be, for want of a better term, more positivity. Now, we do think, and I know your answer will be, everywhere has its negatives. We do think about the paramilitary unrest. We do think about the traffic issues in Carrick. And we also think about the shops that are closing in Carrick. Those are three negatives about Carrick. But let me give you three positives as well. You have a sensational tourist attraction in the castle. You have an amazing arena. And I know you have at least one and maybe more fabulous hotels out there. So there's three positives. I want you to give me five simple, short positives about Carrickfergus.
The big one is the people, Frank. You know, there are so many people who are already doing great things. And yes, the town centre decline is an issue, as it is an issue right across the UK. But there are also people investing in the town. There's the Yoga Loft has just celebrated their third birthday. There are women all over the town who are knitting and crocheting and making stuff to give away to other people, to give away to homeless people, to give away to premature babies. You know, there are really simple things happening all over the town that are making a difference. There's a group called Carrick Connect, and they have volunteers going out and working with young people out on the street on Friday and Saturday nights. Talking to them about what's going on and kind of diverting them into more useful activities. So, you know, there's all sorts of really simple things. And what I'm just getting ready to go out at 11 o'clock to a wee initiative that we started in a local pub. So Jack, who owns Oni's pub, has given us free space and free tea and coffee from 11 till 1 on a Monday morning. And it's called Meet Up Mondays, and anybody who's around, who's at a loose end, is welcome to come along and just help us to build a greater sense of community in the town. And then you find out all sorts of other things that are happening. Nearly every church in Carrick has something on every day for older people. There's free lunches and things going on, opportunities for people to get out of the house and meet other people and not be as lonely. So there's all sorts of stuff. And we just had our Christmas lights switched on the weekend. There was loads of people turned out in the town centre for that. There's a pop-up shop that the council are supporting at the minute with six people test trading. All local people from Carrick or Whitehead trying their hand at starting up a new business.
I love the sound of you, Lee. Yeah, everything you say is positive. Jeepers, people like you would shorten a winter. I embrace what you're doing. One final point, because you mentioned it, and I want to mention it as well. I get scoffed here on this program from the residents of Whitehead because it's only down the road and I've never been to it. And it's a shame. It's a shame on me I've been everywhere, but I've never been to Whitehead. Is it as colourful and as beautiful as people say it is?
Whitehead is lovely. Yes, it is really. It's a lovely visit. It's right beside the sea. And you've got the lighthouse, although obviously there's issues with the path at the minute, which, you know, they're doing work on restoring that. So, yeah, it's lovely. And, you know, you come to Carrick for your morning and go to Whitehead for your afternoon. You know, it's only down the road. So yeah, like we live in a really beautiful part of the world, and there's some great people here doing wonderful things. Like, what's not to celebrate?
You're off on another run of positivity, Lee. Jeepers, if every town had somebody like you. If people want to log on to your Facebook page or whatever, how do they go about it?
Yeah, so they can just search for us on Facebook. Now, it's a closed group. You have to fill in a wee survey before you can join, just so that we can make sure that it's mostly people from Carrick and people who want to support what we're doing here, there. You know what the internet's like, Frank. It can descend into a not very nice place very quickly. So our rules are be kind and be positive, and we pretty much manage to hold on to that. So it's like a wee special place on the internet where people are nice and share good news stories. And if people are interested in coming being part of that and getting their hands dirty, they're very welcome.
Good on you. Good on you. What about that for a Monday morning? For a woman getting up to go to the pub for the meet-up Mondays at 11 o'clock. Carrick does get seriously bad press. We need more people like Lee Robb from Positive Carrick Fergus to be on the radio. And if your town's getting a bit of a bad blurb at the moment too, maybe you need to do something similar. Would you like to come on and sing the praises of your neck of the woods? This platform, the U105 phone-in, oozing positivity, will give you the chance to do that. Lee, lovely speaking to you. Thank you and happy Christmas.
Thanks very much.
Thank
and you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. We can say happy Christmas because the lights are on and indeed Santa's in Castlecourt. I had great crack on Saturday. Thank you to everyone who made me feel so welcome there. Santa himself and Binder, who was looking after me. What a wonderful lady she is. Organising it all and liaising with us and indeed Santa. You don't even have to pay to go to see Santa in Castlecourt. Yes, you can buy one of the photographs when you're in there, but you can go in for free and you can get a little free gift for your child, and that is just part of Castlecourt giving something back to encourage the footfall in Belfast. So we had a great Saturday there. That crack was mighty.